This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Steamboat Springs Police held a pinning ceremony Wednesday night, welcoming officers Jordan Alpers and Amy Mink to the local police force. Promotions were given to Detectives Michael Bacino, Dante Valray, and Jessica Pierce. Honorable mention went to Detective Tabitha Ault and Officer Caleb Schultz. Life-saving awards were given to Lydia Frescas, Lonnie Shaw, and Greg Griffin. A commendation was presented to Christian Barnett. Steamboat Springs Police have also presented leadership awards to six officers and citizens in the community. The Leader of the Year award goes to Sergeants Braxton Shirley and Greg Griffin in honor of Sergeant Jeff Wilson. Officer Lane Lee is the Officer of the Year. Community Service Officer Adrian Najera is the Professional Staff of the Year. The Citizens Award goes to Mini Marriott with Reps, which is Reaching Everyone Preventing Suicide, and also Shelby DeWolf with the Steamboat Springs School District. The Moffitt County Board of County Commissioners, they meet today. Commissioners will receive an update from Megan Stetson on the CSU Extension Office. Lion's Corner Drug and Soda Fountain is reopening today. Repairs have been done to the front of the building. A car crashed into the front door of Lion's Drug over a week ago, causing structural damage to the building, which was built in 1908. The continuance of zero hour at Steamboat Springs High School next year is being discussed at a school accountability meeting at 4:30 this afternoon. It's in the library at the high school. Zero hour is where school starts an hour earlier than normal, and students are allowed to take that early class if they're on skier schedule, or they play hockey or basketball, or they take classes at CMC. It lets them get out earlier. But parents are saying SSHS administration has canceled zero hour after what some parents say is 30 years that it's been happening. School District Superintendent Celine Wicks says it is a high school administration decision and not within the purview of the Board of Education. Registration for the street events during the 112th Steamboat Springs Winter Carnival start at 10 o'clock Friday morning. It's online at steamboatwintercarnival.com or through the Chamber's website. If you want to volunteer to help during Winter Carnival, you're guaranteed a spot in the street event for your child. That registration is at 10 o'clock this morning. Partners for Youth in Moffitt County has organized Carnival Night in the Commons at Moffitt County High School. That's from 8:30 until 10 tonight for high school and middle school students. It's always free and food is provided. The Young Professionals Network is having a jean party at the Barley in Steamboat Springs tonight. That's at 5:30. The Steamboat Springs High School Alpine Ski Team is hosting a home race today at Howelson Hill. Rout County Tri Wrestling Match is at Oak Creek today with Steamboat Springs, Hayden, and Sirocco. The Moffitt County Girls Wrestling Team is hosting North Fork and Coleridge tonight. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.